Hello and welcome to the Vegan Business Tribe podcast. And this is a special bonus edition of the podcast that I just wanted to put out to announce possibly the biggest campaign that we've run yet over the past 4 years of Vegan Business Tribe. And that is our Battle of the Brands competition, because we are looking for one independent, vegan-owned food company who think they have the potential to be the next rising star in this sector, and to put them in front of a room full of key retail buyers from the UK and Europe to pitch their product. And that's because we know that getting listed in your first retailer, it's a major milestone for any food or drink business. But for independent and smaller businesses, they often find it hard to get that visibility alongside those larger plant-based brands who seem to dominate, or even just to get their foot in the door with buyers and retailers. And we want to change that. So we're running this competition in partnership with a brand new event in the UK called VegNet. And that's going to be at the Radisson Blue Hotel at London Stansted Airport on the 5th of June 2024. And at VegNet, brands are going to get 10 pre-booked one-to-one meetings with retail buyers, and retail buyers who are specifically looking for new and exciting plant-based products, alongside industry experts who are going to be able to help you move your business and your brand forward too. Now, if you want to just register for this event, then you can do. You can go direct to the website at vegnet.org. And we know not everybody's into entering competitions to get a free place. And you can go and register. And tickets, they're just under 2.5k per person. And you're going to be in good company when you go. You will be mingling with some of the biggest and brightest plant-based challenger brands that there are right now. Plus, a day full of one-to-one pitch meetings with buyers. So it's definitely worth that ticket price. But because I'm so good to you, or rather because Vegan Business Tribe are an official partner of this VegFest event, I have managed to wrangle one free place that we are giving away to a vegan-owned and run food brand. And the reason that we're doing this is, you'll know if you've been to any of the big plant-based food events, like Plant-Based World Expo. And they're great events, and they're great for showcasing plant-based products and brands. But the majority of those vegan products, they're not made by vegan companies. They're made by non-vegan companies. So we wanted to make sure that we had some ethical and vegan-owned brands in this room too, to put in front of the buyers. Because companies that are founded by vegans and run on vegan ethics, they often don't have the same resources and can find it really hard to even, you know, get a foot in the door with retailers. But these are the companies that are not just responding to a consumer trend. They are the companies who are trying to make a positive change in the world. So if you are a brand founded by vegans and you want to enter our Battle of the Brands competition, you can enter now. And you just need to go to the Vegan Business Tribe website at veganbusinesstribe.com/battle-of-the-brands. So that's veganbusinesstribe.com/battle-of-the-brands, but Battle of the Brands is hyphenated. Now, I know that's a bit of a mouthful for me to read out. We should have given it a better URL. But just go to the website and look for the Battle of the Brands banner that is sat there on the footer at the moment. And to enter, you need to make an initial application ASAP to secure your place in the competition. But then you've got until the 21st of April to submit a 60-second video telling us about your brand and why you deserve a place at this event to pitch to the retail buyers. Now, from these entries, we're then going to be picking the best three companies to go through to a live final. And that's where I'm going to be joined by Andy Shovell, who is the co-founder of vegan food company This, who are the UK's fastest growing food company at the moment. And you might have heard me talk to Andy on last week's podcast too. And we're going to be joined also by Joe Hill from vegan frozen pizza brand One Planet Pizza. And together with myself, the three of us, we're going to be picking a winner through a kind of vegan Dragon's Den session where you're going to get to pitch your product to us first, and then we're going to pick a winner to put forwards to get that free place and get in front of the retail buyers. So if this is the opportunity that your brand has been waiting for, then get yourself to the Vegan Business Tribe website, register yourself ASAP, and you've got until the 21st of April 2024 to submit your 60-second video entry. And what I will say is that even if you think that you're not quite ready for those big retailers yet, and we've just heard yesterday that Morrisons and Ocado, they've both now confirmed for the event, there's also going to be some of the smaller distributors in the room too, people like Vegetarian Express, and that might be the perfect retailer for you to start out with. Okay, so to give us a bit more information about the VegNet event and to find out what kind of companies are going to stand the best chance of winning that free place, I caught up with the man behind the event, who is Mike Hill. And you might also know Mike as the co-founder of One Planet Pizza, who have themselves successfully won listings in Morrison's supermarket and other retailers. And so I started just by asking Mike, what is VegNet? And when is it happening?
Well, the easy answer is it's happening on 5th of June, 2024. As you can see, I always put the wrong hand up. There you go. 5th of June, 2024, Radisson Blu, London, Stansted. What is it? Well, it's an event, and I think it's a fairly unique event. It's not happened before, certainly in this country, in the plant-based sector. We're going to bring together 20 to 25 the best challenger brands, plant-based, food and drink, with 20 to 25 buyers, distributors, and wholesalers that are interested in what is happening in the plant-based sector. And we're going to bring together for one day of intensive meetings and networking at the Radisson Blu in London, Stansted. And this is a format which I'm familiar with in another sector, in another business. And this is our first opportunity, if you like, to bring it across and see if it can work and solve some of the problems that brands are facing in the plant-based sector.
That's absolutely amazing. And what kind of company, so what sort of brands should be applying for a space at this event, Mike?
Okay, number one, they need to be plant-based. Secondly, they need to be food or beverage. Thirdly, it's about where they're at in terms of their development. So this event is specifically aimed at what I may class small to medium sized brands. So they're certainly ready to go in terms of retail or food service. They probably have one or two listings already, but they're not firmly established in those major retailers, whether that be in UK, we'll talk about EU and Europe and international in a little while. So it's brands that are ready to go, rearing to go, looking to scale up, looking to find out about the different markets that they want to move into. Perhaps they want to test whether they're actually retail ready, but they need to be ready to take that next step and really scale up.
Yeah, so maybe some of these brands, they might already have maybe some smaller retail listings or maybe even one or two, you know, medium to large listings as well. And I know you've already got a number of buyers confirmed for this event. So I wonder if you can tell us what kind of buyer brands we can expect to have meetings with on the day. I think we're talking about mainly tier two buyers, aren't we?
Yeah. We're not focusing by any means on those big four or five UK retailers. I'm not saying they won't come along. It would be great if one or two of them joined us. And if they do, it will be their plant-based innovation specialist, if you like, that would come along. But the main focus is to get what we're calling second-tier UK retailers and second-tier food service UK. So what do we mean by that? Well, it's going to be people. I'm going to drop a few names here. They're not confirmed, but I'm talking to them. People like Suma, for example, classic example, where they distribute to hundreds, if not thousands, of independent health and whole food stores, also specialist grocers and convenience retailers. From a food service point of view, it's going to be more regional food service who supply pubs, restaurants, hospitals, schools, etc., etc. The reason we're going for the slightly those tier two levels is that they tend to be a little bit more open to dealing with new brands. They're on the lookout for what's new, what's going to be next in the market. And sometimes those bigger retailers and bigger food service providers take a little bit longer to catch up. So we think the biggest opportunity for the sorts of brands that we want to come along is that second tier. And let me also mention international, because that's going to be a key part of this. I think about a third of the delegates, both brands and buyers and distributors, are going to be non-UK. So we've got some really good partnerships with networks, organisations in Scandinavia, Benelux. We've got distributors coming from Germany, Iceland, even Australia, believe it or not. And these distributors are looking for good quality UK and EU brands that are new to the market, and they're looking to distribute them in their respective countries.
And that just shows what demand there is out there. So Mike, what's going to be the format of a day? Because I know it's not going to be just buyers who are going to be there. There's going to be quite a few industry experts on hand too.
Yeah. I guess the other two groups of delegates, apart from the buyers and the brands, is first of all, industry sector organisations. So pretty much anyone that you can think of is going to be there. UK Vegan Society, Pro Veg International, who tend to cover non-UK Europe. We've got the Plant-Based Alliance, the leading UK lobbying organisation, who are a lobbying government as we speak about labelling and also have got a real focus on school meals and things like that. Also, some other great networking organisations like Bread and Jam are going to be supporting the event. And then finally, we've got a couple of really good investor funds coming. So Veg Capital, who many people have heard of, will be there. And also Kale United, who are a really exciting plant-based fund, who are based up in Sweden.
And I think that's one of the real attractions of this event, Mike, not just the buyers, but the number of strategic partners that have wanted to get involved with this and wanted to get on board. And Radisson Blu Stansted Airport Hotel, that is just a brilliant venue for the day. And I think there's also going to be kitchen facilities for people if they want to prepare samples, etc.
Absolutely. Two really innovative things. First of all, there's going to be a sampling kitchen. So the brands that want to cook up and prepare food ready for their meetings, because I guess I haven't actually mentioned the key focus of the day is these 15, 20 minute meetings that people pre-book and we curate. And they guarantee 10 to 12 of those throughout the event. But the key thing about food and drink is that you need to be able to taste it. So we're going to have a sampling kitchen right next to the meeting venue where people can cook up and prepare their food ready for their meetings. And then the other thing we're going to do is take all of those fantastic foods and drinks, ingredients and samples from all of those brands, and we're going to use them throughout the day as refreshments. So we're going to be working with the hotel for lunch and evening meal to integrate the plant-based meat alternatives, the fruit and vegetables, the desserts, the drinks will all be on the menu throughout the day.
Just want to pick up, Mike, on the idea of scaling up, because the vegan and plant-based sector, it is huge. And despite some newspaper stories that you might have read recently, it's still growing very strongly. But brands are really having to fight for space in that early stage market. And I think it's fair to say that many great companies, they don't actually get beyond that early stage market, do they?
No, they don't. And I think that's what we're really focusing on at this event. So as well as the opportunity to meet buyers, there's going to be the industry experts. Anything you need to know about packaging, production, marketing, labelling. We've even got R&D tax claim specialists coming along. So there's going to be various clinics available. It's going to be a fantastic melting pot of ideas for one day. And the thing with the meetings with the buyers is that I'd stress to small brands, this is an opportunity to learn and prepare. It's not about getting a listing within 3 months of the meeting. But imagine if you've got a product, how valuable is it to sit down with half a dozen of the key buyers that you think your product is going to be ideal for and to learn what the barriers are? So is the packaging the right size? Is it the right weight? Is it going to look good on their shelves? Is the shelf life long enough for them? And perhaps, the key thing at the moment is the price point. Is it going to work? So within one day, a new brand, you know, the small brand that perhaps is still looking forward 6 to 12 months before retail listing, will be able to get an awful amount of information that's going to be business critical for them.
And being able to just get in front of the right buyer at the right time, that is hugely difficult because everybody is trying to do it. Buyers, they are exceptionally time poor, and it's even hard to know, you know, which one of the buyers at a supermarket or store you might want to be getting in front of for your category. So I'm guessing that's why the industry really needs something like VegNet.
Yeah, I mean, the aim is to accelerate that process and make it really time efficient, just for the brands, but also for the buyers. So the pitch to the buyers, if you like, is you need to come to this event to see what's happening in the sector at the moment, but more importantly, what's going to be coming through in 6 or 12 months' time. Because you're absolutely right, the plant-based sector has faced challenges over the last six months, but it is still growing, and the best brands with the real USPs can still make it through.
Absolutely wonderful. And at Vegan Business Tribe, we are going to be giving away to one Vegan Business Tribe member a free place at this event. And we're going to do this in a little bit of a Dragon's Den style competition, where we're going to be inviting companies to pitch, and a number of industry experts are going to pick one lucky company to get a free place and get all those buyer meetings too. So just on that point, Mike, what kind of tips can you give that? What kind of companies are likely to stand the best chance to get a place at this event?
I think the key thing is that they need to be filling a gap that isn't there already. We know certain categories in this plant-based sector are already oversaturated. A classic example perhaps would be the alternative meat category amongst the burgers and the sausages. Now, we've seen a lot of brands come and go into the supermarkets and the market generally. The other key focus is that there is definitely a trend to get away from the ultra high processed foods. We were talking to a supermarket just last week and saying what's going to all focus veganuary going to be this January, and they said it's going to be health. So it's no longer just good enough to be plant-based. I think people have realized that just because something isn't plant-based doesn't mean it's healthy. So I think two key things there. First of all, is there a gap in the marketplace? There's no point in doing something which someone has been doing pretty well for the last few years. And secondly, think about, does your product tick the box in terms of looking at those key health indicators: saturated fat, salt, sugar, you know, high in fiber, source of protein? All these health claims, I think, are going to become increasingly important.
And I think a lot of buyers and a lot of retailers, they're also just looking for exciting brands as well. You know, in food, people really want to get excited about what they're buying and eating. So is that going to play a part of this too?
Yeah, definitely. I mean, everyone's looking for a good story these days. As you know, with my other hat on, father and son team at One Planet Pizza, we focus so much on that story because we think it's unique, and our buyers, you know, love that. So we make a special effort to go along, do the meetings ourselves. We go along, do the samplings ourselves. A lot of the social media focuses us on myself and Joe, not because, you know, we're the important part of it, but it's what people like to see. And yes, they're buying a frozen pizza at the end of the day, but they're also buying into the brand and buying into the story. So I think it's really important when we come to choosing, you know, which of your members is going to get this free place. You know, they've got to be able to tell a fantastic story about that brand.
And just to add to that, both Morrisons and Ocado have now both confirmed that they are sending buyers to the event. And if you want to attend VegNet and you just want to buy a ticket instead of going through this competition to win a place, then as a listener of the Vegan Business Tribe podcast, you can still get the early bird price, saving yourself nearly a full £1,000 off the entry price just by quoting Vegan Business Tribe when you book. And if you do enter the competition and win, but you've already bought a ticket, then that ticket will be refunded in full too. So again, head to the website at veganbusinesstribe.com/battle-of-the-brands. Well, it's easy just to go find the banner, the Battle of the Bands banner on the footer of the website. And you've got until the 21st of April, 2024, to submit your video entry. So let's get some vegan-owned brands in the room, and the best of luck. I'm really looking forward to seeing what exciting, innovative, new vegan brands we can find by doing this. And we'll be back to the normal podcast next week.